Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the New Earth Podcast. This is Kevin Larson, your host today, and I'm really looking forward to our podcast today. I have some visitors on the line that I know all of you are going to be very interested in hearing from, and so we're gonna have a great conversation with the top leadership of New Earth. That is, of course, Jerry Anderson, President, and Bilal Rutnuddin, our CEO. Really looking forward to the conversation today, so please stick around for the New Earth Podcast. So here we are, folks, and I'm really excited to get to it, but before I get started, I heard some interesting things. Bilal, I'm out here in Florida, and I'm getting ready for some meetings, but you and Jerry...
That is correct.
What are you doing today? I heard you're doing something special.
Welcome, everybody. Good afternoon. Thanks for having us, Kevin. It's a very exciting day for us here at New Earth. Today is the day we get our certification, and we cut our Blue Zone certification project registration ribbon today. So... we're very excited. We're hosting community leaders here in Klamath Falls. We're hosting the Blue Zones leadership at our production facilities. And we are really excited for them to see what we do and how we do things and for us to be certified as a Blue Zones project company. And that's really exciting. And it's really great times for us as an organization.
Wow, that's cool. Jerry, it's got to be... really kind of fulfilling because, I mean, that's your hometown.
It is. Right? Klamath is my hometown, so I'm really excited to see that the Blue Zone Project picked Klamath Falls as a project city, make our little hometown here more healthier. So we're very excited about it. I've seen a lot of changes in the community just in the last few months, people getting healthy and doing the right thing. So this is going to be really a fun day today doing our ribbon cutting.
Yeah. I even noticed that when we were out for New Earth University, some of the restaurants already had Blue Zone.
Definitely.
Items.
I mean, it's really cool. Great because we were able to share our excitement within our community, within our New Earth family at NEU in Klamath Falls. And today is kind of the official ceremony here in town. So it's great that, you know, we are... it's just another feather in our cap about how we live our values and how the alignment of health and wellness is in everything that we do. And it starts here at home and it extends outwardly in everything that we do and everybody that we touch.
That's awesome. Really cool. Well, I got to say, I'm really happy for you guys. And I'm just a little
You're
bit jealous.
You're in Florida. You
I'm
can't be
there
that
to join
jealous.
You, but I'm glad that that is happening. And I know. Hey, time out now. I'm in Florida in August.
That's true.
Exactly. All right. Well, I'm really looking forward to it. We got some great New Earth reps that we're going to be out here meeting with today.
I agree.
Our associates are just the best. Hands down, the best. And so to be here in the field with them, I'm really, really excited about it. But... you know, that's not what we have for the podcast today. We've got some interesting stuff to talk about. In particular, we have some exciting news. So I'll have somebody insert a drum roll here into the podcast, but let's get straight to it and let's talk about this exciting news.
Thank you. It is really exciting. As we mentioned at New York University, we are finally officially launching BioAgile, and it's really exciting for us because we had a period of time here where we were in our soft launch period where we were going through all the specific testings and certifications to really get to the product that we wanted to launch with. And that's what we officially are doing today is we are today launching the new BioAgile. It is an improved packaging. It's a slightly improved formula. It's in a larger serving size. And most importantly, I think, and Jerry, I think you will concur, it's the sports certification that's actually on the bottle. The biggest hurdle we had to do, it wasn't actually a hurdle, it's just the time consumption that required was to go through all the hoops to make sure that this product is safe for any athlete anywhere in the world to consume without any, without even thinking about it. And to actually have those certifications on the lobe, on the bottle, on every single bottle, that's something that's really exciting. And that's what we're officially launching today.
It is. That is really a cool thing, Bilal. We have right on the bottle itself, it says informed choice and informed sport. And so that's who we're certified for. This bottle of BioAgile, anybody can drink it. No worries about drug testing. And this product is actually tested to hundreds and hundreds of banned substances to make sure it doesn't contain any. Now, we know it doesn't, but this is third-party proof to show that it doesn't. So very exciting certifications.
Yeah, really, really exciting, right? So let's do this in order, okay? So there are a couple of things that, that people can look forward to with the new BioAgile. Let's start really, I guess, right at the top with... it's in a new bottle, right? So tell us a little bit about that.
It is. It is now in a 2.5-ounce bottle, and it's got a full-body sleeve, and it's. I think it's absolutely really beautiful artwork on it. You can check it out yourself in the online office, and just gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah. And Bilal, what do you think? I mean, it's also gone up half an ounce, right? It was originally at 2 ounces and we decided to take it up to 2.5. Still easily portable and travel.
Exactly.
Sense, right?
You know, we still are under the TSA limit of 3 fluid ounces, if you will. So you can still carry it on your plane without any problems or during your travels through airports. The packaging is just gorgeous. I mean, going back, you know, as you know, our product philosophy is really bringing Earth's first foods to every body and soul. And that involves finding the most amazing and powerful food-based ingredients to that have the scientific efficacy that shows the results that we are willing to put our New Earth reputation and brand on. And I think with the new packaging, with the new size, the new bottle, our team here has done a wonderful job of something that's worthy of having a New Earth name on it. And it's just beautiful. I mean, I think it's just gorgeous. And as you know, when they say, when you talk about food, isn't like presentation the first step of acceptance? So just having a beautiful packaging, I think, really will help all our associates, all our community members share this product more easily just because it looks so gorgeous.
Yeah, I would even add to that that, you know, I feel like it's very much retail ready, you know? You will not see a better looking bottle, a more professional looking bottle in other products anywhere on the shelf at the grocery store, on at the checkout at a gas station. You're not going to see anything like that. So it is retail ready. It is everything that a customer might expect it to be in terms of beautiful presentation, which is exciting. But let's talk for a moment because it's New Earth, right? It's not just about what we see, it's about what's in it, right? So let's talk a little bit more about that. Of course, we still have these core power ingredients, the wild microalgae, the Cognizant, Sustamin, green tea, vitamin D, blueberry extract, all these really amazing ingredients. What is
different? You know, it does have the extra half ounce in it there. And we did tweak the formula a little bit on this one. We added some more of the Sustamin. That's that really very well-researched ingredient that provides sports performance. And so we added more of that to give it even more efficacious dose. And then in addition, we had this natural preservative in it before, and we removed that. So it's preservative-free. It is artificial-free. Very good, clean formula.
Wow. So it's not just about what we put in. It's about what we took out, right? We had previously looked for a really high quality. I mean, because for a company like us, that's very hard to find, you know, some sort of thing to keep it shelf stable. Whenever you're talking about shelf stable, you're talking about adding some fake things that aren't really healthy. So what would you recommend people do
Definitely
with
refrigerated
when they get it?
It
They should probably put it in the fridge,
and
right?
As far as safety goes, it has a 1 year shelf life on it, so that's great. It's stable, but definitely keep it refrigerated. That'll keep it fresh.
Yeah, I want to just add a quick point here, and I really want to give some credit to Jerry and the R&D team and the production team. Really, they had to go kind of invent ways of making this product fit our brand value. Initially, as we all just heard, we had a natural ingredient here that was derived from natural sources, acting as a preservative. But the group internally, they've really exceeded my expectations. They have been able to remove it, and not only while removing it, they've actually increased the shelf life to 1 year, as long as it's refrigerated. And I think Jerry really has a good way of explaining this. It's almost like it's a fresh juice, just like how you would deal with fresh orange juice or apple juice that you buy. You know, it's good in the refrigerator for an extended period of time. Once you open it, you want to consume it as soon as possible.
Right, that's right, Bilal. And, you can leave this thing out at room temperature for a while. A couple of days aren't going to hurt it. But definitely just think about it as if it's a juice product and how you treat that.
Yeah, I like that. That's actually really, because most people don't buy juice products in the refrigerator at their local grocery store, right? They refrigerate it because they like it cold, which that's definitely how I like BioLegend. I like it cold. But they also,
And it would have been really easy, Kevin, to just, put some potassium sorbate, sodium benzoate, or something like that in here and call it good. But, as Bilal was saying, that really does not fit our product philosophy. So, my hat's off to the R&D team who did so much great work on this.
Now, let's spend just a little bit of time. We put more Sustamine in there. And you spoke at New Earth University just recently and talked a little bit about it. It's a dipeptide, right, of amino acids. What would be the benefit?
They did some really interesting studies on
in that profile.
Sustamine that showed that it was NCAA women and their basketball skills improved dramatically, those who were drinking Sustamine over just water even. And another study showed that you could perform longer for longer periods of time when you're doing like an endurance sport. You can go much longer when you have Sustamine, and the Sustamine, it really enhances electrolyte and water uptake, and you really need that when you're performing like that.
Wow! So advanced electrolyte and water uptake—it's essentially increasing your body's ability to hydrate itself.
Right, right, exactly.
And then, of course, make use of the other ingredients that are in there, right? And it also goes to speak to the way we use our ingredients. We always shoot for what's called an efficacious dose. Tell the folks on the podcast what that means. What's an efficacious
dose?
Right,
what we try to do with all of our ingredients is we look at the studies on that ingredient, and studies are always done at a specific dose. And so we want to match the dose that's been done on that study and have that in that product.
That's awesome. Now, Bilal, I got to ask, it's not like that, that extra Sustamine that we put in there was free. Unless you worked out some deal that nobody really knows about. But we didn't raise the price.
No, we didn't.
Talk to me about that. It's now 2.5 ounces. It's professionally designed and ready to go. It's, like I said, retail ready. We added more Sustamine.
How did you make that happen
and not raise the price?
But we were able to achieve that. We worked really hard we wanted to keep the price point the same. We wanted to keep the price point what is acceptable to our consumers who have been using it for the last few months. And also, we want this product to be a gateway product to our New Earth product lifestyle, if you will. And we wanted to keep it as cost effective as possible, but that doesn't mean we reduce quality in any way. And so we were very fortunate that we were able to work things out We had to, you know, to be honest, we had to eat some of the margin on the product to be able to do it. But I think we were very committed to this product being in our Edge line and then our Edge family, and to be to being accessible to the world. And that's what we really wanted to achieve with world-class product, world-class ingredients, and a world-class product, and a world-class delivery method, and a world-class bottle, and a world-class box that's retail ready, that you're ready to, that you can totally, you know, excite people that that are around you and get them to try New Earth products.
I like it. Now, we spent a little more money on the next thing I wanted to get to, and that is the box. So let's stay on that business platform for a little bit. During the pre-launch for BioAgile, we shrunk wrapped them and shipped them like that. And now they are going to be coming in a what we are calling a retail ready box.
Definitely. Again,
tell folks on the podcast
part of
a little
the
bit more about
packaging,
that, what
right?
that means,
so,
and why that's important.
It's in a box that's that holds 12 bottles. But it has a flip top, so you can actually flip the top and actually put this out on your desk if you're working in a professional office or a massage office or a chiropractor's office or even a naturopathic office or acupuncturist or even in your home office, if you will. It's just got a beautiful presentation that invites people to ask what it is. And that's the first hurdle, right? You want it to be easy to have people look at it and saying, oh, what is that? And that's kind of what we did with the packaging in a whole, not only in the bottle, but also in the box. So, you know, you keep on using the word retail ready, and I think that's perfect, is we are a network marketing company, but this box is in the mindset ready to go as is. So it's very professional. It's beautiful. It's eye-catching, and it helps lead the conversation of, what is that? That looks cool. What is it all about? And that opens that door for you to have that engagement with that person who may be able to walk across and see this.
Have you registered for the next New Earth University? We'll be on the East Coast this fall. Reserve your seat at www.newearth.com/events today. Early bird pricing is available for a limited time.
That convertible box, we did it so that the top specifically converts, and it looks at, like a display piece. So we have a lot of people in our organization that simply love the products. And we've talked about that. We want to meet people where they are. If they're in love with the products and all they really want from New Earth is to enjoy phenomenal products, great. If they want to represent those products through a really top drawer retail, or not just retail, but networking opportunity, then we have that as well.
Yeah, so I think that it fits.
Why would we spend the time to build a box like that? How do you think that fits into maybe how people would do the business?
You know, as Bilal was saying, you know, you have a Pilates studio or yoga studio, you know, put that in there on your desk at the entryway there, and people are going to see it. And it will invite those conversations. And I think that's really the main intent of this box.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, in the retail environment, there's something called the POP, which means point of purchase advertising or point of purchase display. And our mindset of creating this box was to follow that environment of creating POP display box. That's exactly what this would be. So if you had a retail outlet, you keep this box at the place where people are exiting or entering or in a prominent place as a presentation tool, as a marketing tool to help people see something that's different and kind of say, hey, what's that all about? And so the idea with it, and one of the ways I think our people can use it, as Jerry just alluded to, if they have an environment that has traffic flowing in and out, it's a great place to put it in a prominent location. But it's also a wonderful sampling piece, or taking it out to the to the public, if you will, of actually handing out these samples at a farmer's market or at a community event or some sort of other sort of gathering, networking gathering, and having these as part of your booth or your display case. And it looks like it's ready. It is professionally done. It's something that invites conversation, and it helps you market. It's a tool, for lack of a better word, that helps you market the product. And that's really what's exciting about this flip top box.
Yeah, I really like it too. It's not even necessarily if you happen to own your own yoga studio or if you, you know, own a Pilates studio, whatever yes. it might be. It's not even necessarily if it's yours. There are people out there that have space on their counters that are looking for great products like this. So, you know, could you put this in the office at a gym that you go to? Absolutely, you could. You could work that out, and you could talk to the owners of that gym. You could talk to a dentist's office. You could talk to a physical therapist's office. You could talk to yoga, Pilates, and on and on and on. It doesn't even have to be. It opens an entirely new market wherein you can market the products. And that's how people come in. They start as a customer. And if they are interested in also promoting, then they can join the business. So it really does open an entirely new market for people if they take advantage of that box. It seems like a simple thing, right?
Yet that box. Kevin, how about taking this to, let's say, marathons and CrossFit competitions and mud runs and those sorts of things, and having a little booth there?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you want to get in front of a new group of people, be a vendor at a mud run, right? That's a blast. Those are a lot of fun. They're incredibly popular, and let alone marathons. I'm amazed. My brother is a marathoner, and I don't know how he does it, but he does. And I can tell you, there are marathons all over this country every single weekend, all year long. There truly are. So there's the avenue of possibility simply to get this product in front of people. It really is a gateway to everything that New Earth has to offer. So look for those opportunities and look for ways to get into them. Now, this leads us perfectly into the last thing that I wanted to talk about. And maybe we'll probably spend the most of the time on this. I mentioned some of those athletic locations, right? Maybe the gym, or maybe at a CrossFit tournament, or like I said, a marathon. But now there's a new location that we are able to promote to, and that is a dugout or a sideline. And of course, by that I'm referring to sports. We have two new amazing certifications for BioAgile. So, Bilal, tell us a little bit of what those are and why they're important.
Yeah, and I think this being August of 2016 with a small event happening down in Brazil at this time, a very appropriate time to talk about this. Of course, we're talking about our sports certification. We are certified. So let me take a step back, if you will. So we've talked a lot about how do we continuously raise the bar for ourselves, and how do we as an organization verify that everything that we do is of the highest integrity and of the highest standards. I believe that we are among the best in the industry and a trailblazer and a leader in the industry in terms of product integrity and product quality, because I know the people that actually manufacture and process all the ingredients and all the products that we perform,
right?
Or we manufacture. So I know them individually. I know them. I know their kids. So I have a great level of
trust. You have a unique perspective.
Yes, I have a unique perspective that, you know, we have that trust. And I also know that the products that we manufacture and we produce are consumed by themselves and also by their families. So they have their own internal check of making sure that we are, you know, doing the best we can do in how we manufacture and process our ingredients and our products to get them out the door. With that being said, me saying it, because I have a bias, natural bias, because of the position that I'm in, it doesn't hold a lot of value in the fair market, if you will. And so part of the way we are able to tout our excellence in our manufacturing and production is to have third-party independent organizations come and check to see if we're doing. We actually invest in paying them to get certified or to come and visit and inspect our facilities to make sure we're doing what we say or what we claim we do. So, of course, of all the certifications we have, the big marquee, if you will, is our NSF GMP registration. And so NSF is an organization that we pay to visit us twice a year, one which is an announced visit and one which is an unannounced visit. And they come and they inspect everything that we do to make sure they look at all our paperwork, they do test samples, they look at our facilities, they look at everything that we're doing to make sure we're doing them accordingly to our standard operating procedure, our manual of how we're supposed to produce things. And if there's any deviation from that, they hold us to account for that. So part of what we have done with the launch of New Earth, what we have done is in our manufacturing, not only were we NSF GMP registered, our facility was registered, our facility was also registered for a certification called GMP for sport. So when NSF comes and visits us, they actually look through all our facilities, look through all the ingredients that we actually hold in our warehouse to all our manufacturing and seeing if there's any remote possibility of any contamination that would give any concern to any person or professional athlete that's consuming our product that may have that is regularly tested for banned substances. And so we had that our facility was GMP registered for GMP for sport registered, and it's been registered for a while. And every time we have inspections, it's always, you know, we pass with flying colors. Apart from this, I'm only focusing on NSF just because it alludes to this is the creme de la creme. Apart from this, you know, we have the Oregon Department of Agriculture, the FDA, the kosher folks, the halal folks, the paleo folks that are visiting us annually, sometimes multiple times annually, doing similar things, doing the same thing to make sure that we're meeting the standards to their protocol. For example, for kosher, making sure that we're a kosher facility, we're meeting all the rules and regulations that follow the kosher parveh laws, dietary laws that are appropriate for that community. So in all of this, we wanted to take this a step further, specifically with our edge line, specifically with BioAgile, is that's all great and we're doing a great job and that's wonderful. But what would it take to actually put a logo on the bottle so an athlete taking it or sees the bottle and looks at this and say, oh, okay, I can take this. I have confidence that I can take this. And especially with all the things that we've been hearing in the news over the last few years with people testing for things, testing positive for banned substances, and they don't even know what they took and what they consumed and why they're testing positive. So informed choice is actually, informed choice and informed sport are the certifications of a trade lab out of the UK that has been testing for banned substances for over 50 years. And they're kind of the leader. The reason we decided to go with them is they're kind of the global leader that the Olympic Committee and the WADA, which is the World Anti-Doping Agency, recognizes for testing for banned substances that are on the list. So, yeah, that's kind of the idea that we went. So now what we do, apart from all the certifications that all these people are coming to visit our facilities, every time we produce BioAgile, every batch has to be sent to not only our labs, our third-party labs, but actually sent to their specific lab, and they test to make sure that there's no bands, there's no ingredient, there's no trace elements, there's no false positives of any of the ingredients that are on the World Anti-Doping Agency list. And in addition to that, they will also what they call blind sample. So they will buy this randomly from us. They might buy it randomly from an associate or a representative of us and test those samples too multiple times after the batch is made. So they're just confirming, and that's the extent that we have to go to make sure that we can with confidence verify that there's nothing in this product that's not listed on the label. So basically, in a nutshell, all the ingredients that are listed on the label are exactly what you're going to get in this product. Nothing more, nothing less. And that's, in a nutshell, what we're excited about. I'm sorry I took a little bit of time.
No, that's okay. It's a very, very thorough process. And so it takes some thorough
exactly. And of course, Jerry can do a much better job of the specific details. And I feel for him because, he and his team had to go through this process and go through this, you know, it's kind of hard when you know you do things wonderfully, and then you have a new company organization come into your door and kind of rip everything apart and saying, ask you every single question, look at every single file like you're totally incompetent, and to go through that multiple times. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, it's enjoyable, right, Jerry?
Yeah.
Well, tell me a little bit about that, because I was going to follow up and ask you that question. What is the registration process like? Because it's not just essentially registering New Earth, right? It's registering anybody that we work with. So
you know, that's
it's not
right,
like
Kevin.
New Earth can be registered. We could be
most
work
of our products
working
in-house here, 90-some percent, I'd guess.
You know, over here, right?
We do have vendors that we work with and suppliers and co-packers, and they need to be registered as well. So we have to coordinate all that between these certifiers and our suppliers and our vendors. So it's a big job. And these people have, these certifiers, they have very detailed, very long lists of requirements. And so it's pretty tedious. You have to really pay attention. Dot all the I's, cross all the T's, make sure everything's right. And but in the end, you know, it's really worth it. And we've gotten to the point where now, you know, we don't sweat it when they're coming in unannounced or announced. You know, we're like, we're ready for you. So we're in a pretty good place.
Actually, if I may, we just had an unannounced visit. Was it on last week?
Last Thursday, yes.
Oh, really? From who?
From NSF. They just showed up one morning. I got a call on my way to the office saying, hey, they're here to audit us. Okay.
Yeah, I like it. And they probably, with a lot of other companies, that might get them scared. Like, uh-oh, you know, you've been called to the principal's
That's
office.
Right.
But we live there. It's not a big deal. It's kind of nice. Well, so the other thing that I want to talk about, and maybe I'll toss this to you, Bilal, is it is – having that certification is a big deal. It is not easy to get. It's actually rare to have it, right? But what's the application of having an informed sport and an informed choice certification on the bottle as well as on the box, right? What's the application?
That's great.
Why
it,
does that
that's a great
matter?
Comment, just, and it's exactly know, what you had
average
alluded
to associate here. Out here in Florida. Tell me what I can do with that.
You know, now we're expanding our marketplace to include the professional athlete. As you know, the athletic world in the last, I would say, in the last 20 or 30 years has gone through a dramatic shift in the sense that every athlete, or I would venture to say every individual, every high achieving individual is always looking for that extra edge of how I can perform better, how I can focus better, how I can do better at life, whatever that is, whether it's a specific sport or whether it's a specific profession or whether it's a specific task. Every one of us is looking for something that we can do that will help us do that task better. And with the advent of sports science and sports nutrition over the last 20 or 30 years, there has been a tremendous amount of energy and resources that have gone into the athletic world and into the ultra competitive world that we live in for people to look for that extra edge, for athletes to look for that extra edge. Unfortunately, with that much intensity and scrutiny, there have been a lot of people who have kind of, for lack of a better word, they've been kind of playing in the sidelines or playing in the gray area or even sometimes in the red area of trying to achieve that edge without following the rules or at major harm to themselves or to get a competitive edge that's not natural and that's almost
steroids, right? I mean, there's
exactly
there's a whole generation of baseball players that are going to be asterisks in
so
the
it's that
steroids.
Environment. So, with that being said, in the last 5 or 6 years, look at what happened with the Olympics. Talking about the Olympics happening right now, and the Russian track team, for example, and what happened with them, and all the things. So, in order to make the playing field more level, the idea is all right. There are wonderful substances in nature that are natural, that are healthy, that have tested for making sure that they're safe, that are available to all, that are not in any way modifying your genetic structure, if you will, from an artificial way, that everyone has access to, that you may be able to consume to be able to continue to go to the edge. And that's what we believe we have done with this product, is we are giving, with BioAgile, any high-performing individual, or for that matter, any individual, access to a better cognitive function and also to better recovery and sports endurance, if you will. And with that concept behind, because we are using food sources that are all approved, that are not listed on the World Anti-Doping Agency list, this certification allows us to attract those athletes that are still looking for the edge, but they're worried about their careers being in jeopardy or them losing titles or them losing their way of living because they're tested all the time for substances that they're not allowed to. And so that's basically what this certification does, is it gives confidence to the athlete. It gives confidence to people that are able to consume this product, get the edge in a natural, wholesome way without being a detriment to their own health and also a detriment to their lifestyle in the sense of their earning potentials or their competitiveness in their playing field. Now, what does that mean for the average associate or the average rep? And I think the idea is it increases the market potential by having athletes to be able to consume this product. But more importantly, we live in an environment today, and especially here in the United States, that we really look up to the high-performing individuals, whether they're athletes or whether they're business leaders or whether they're great philanthropers or they're great civic leaders, community leaders, and we're always looking at to see what is it that makes them capable of achieving what they're achieving. And athletes are the perfect example, and I think they're the pinnacle of physical and mental excellence. And I think by having athletes being able to consume this product without any question, more people will be able to say, hey, all right, if it's good enough for athletes, it's good enough for me. And that's kind of the marketplace that I think really is exciting for me, for our associates to take advantage of.
Oh, yeah. There's a small little company, and I know you might be aware of it, Jerry, because it's in Oregon. There's a small little, it's a shoe company, I think. And they said, like Mike, I want to be like Mike, right? And that guy sold an awful lot of shoes just because Michael Jordan wore them. Well, Nike said, hey, if they're good for Mike, they're good for you. Same thing with Gatorade, same thing with all this other stuff, right? If it's good enough for Mike, it's probably good enough for you. That works, folks. That really, really works. And the concern for athletes that Bilal was just talking about is legitimate. It's a real legitimate concern. They want the sports performance. They want the edge over their competition. And I just read a stat that I found interesting. 44% of all of the UK anti-doping's positive tested cases in the year 2012 were caused by prohibited substances contained in supplements. So maybe more than anybody else, the athlete is specifically paying attention, but they don't have maybe the background or the time in their training to focus specifically on every ingredient in every product. So what do? They look for a simple flag on the bottle that says, this is okay for me. And that's where informed sport has gotten us. They know when they see that insignia, this is okay for me. And because of that, you have a huge market of highly influential people, athletes, that can now be part of your business and do something for themselves as well as for other people. BioAgile is unique in the space because there aren't a lot of cognitive and cellular recovery products. In fact, I would venture to say we are one.
And not only are we the only one, but I think in addition to being the only one, we're also the one of the few products that come in a 2 to 3 ounce shot that doesn't have any preservatives, that's all based in natural foods. You know, there's a whole list of other elements to it that I think we're definitely very excited about and very proud about.
Yeah, me too. I am very, very proud. Well, fellas, it's been a blast. We do have to wrap up the podcast for today. I want to challenge all of you that are listening today. Take a moment, and if you do not already have BioAgile in your autoship, make it part of your autoship. Trust me, take a moment and just make it part of your autoship. Maybe just add it on for 1 month and just try it. Because I can promise you, you will see very clearly, very quickly, how not only is this a great product to market with and to promote your New Earth business, but maybe more importantly, that it is a really highly functional nutrition product. And we're very proud of it here at New Earth. And I want to thank both of you guys for being on the podcast. Talk a little bit about it.
Well, thank you, Kevin.